If a house is spooky, the kids call it a what kind of
haunted? Haunted house.
Okay, and what's supposed to be in the haunted house?
Spirits.
Okay, you ever say spooks or ghosts?
Spooks and ghosts.
Mm-hmm. Okay. If it's kind of cold, how would you say that? It's
chilly this morning somewhat.
Uh-huh. Would you say rather?
Rather chilly. Mm-hmm.
Okay, and here's another, if you want me to do something, I'd say, well, I'll do it if you insist, but I'd really...
Would not like to.
Or I'd really rather not. Would you ever say that? I'd really rather not?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. If something was cold, if something was quite cold or quite good, is there a word you'd say before that? Like
something
like meaning it was very cold or very good. Is there any other word you might say?
Extremely cool.
Would you ever say real good or real cold?
Which is real cold.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And how do you usually say yes?
How do you usually say yes?
Mm-hmm. Just yes. Just yes. Okay. And how do you, you know, say just a part of something, or not a very big part of something? You'd say
it's a partial, just a part of a
mm-hmm.
book or a part of it.
Okay. Do you ever say things like for land's sake?
Land's sake.
Or lamb's sake?
Mm-hmm. For land's sake, yeah.
Okay, lamb's sake.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay. What about damn it? You ever get mad and say damn it?
No, I've never brought myself up to that.
No, okay.
Sometimes I might feel like it, but I don't know how.
Okay. Okay. Do you ever say things like the idea?
Mm-hmm, the idea. Why did you say that? The idea of you doing that.
Do you ever say that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And how would you ask a real good friend how they were feeling?
Well, Mary, or Rosa, how do you feel this morning?
Mm-hmm.
Are you feeling positive?
Mm-hmm.